crazier. Yes, yes. Okay, great. Floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, Chair. When the General Assembly proclaimed the year 2001 as the United Nations year of dialogue among civilizations, which underlines tolerance and respect for the diversity and the need to seek common ground among and within civilizations in order to address common challenges to humanity that threatens shared values, universal human rights, and the fight against racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. Through cooperation, partnership, and inclusion, the participants at the World Conference Against Racism in Durban in 2001 took up the challenge with some very robust dialogue, the outcome being the DDPA. Our delegation therefore thanks the panelists and the members of the working group of experts for their views on the pressing issue of the preparation for the 20th anniversary of the DDPA in 2021. As we mentioned in our general statement on Tuesday, the first major opportunity to start off the 20th anniversary of the DDPA will be at the HRC 46 in Geneva from 22 February to 19 March next year, with a discussion at the high-level panel on human rights mainstreaming in 2021, with the expected theme of the state of play in the fight against racism and discrimination 20 years after the adoption of the DDPA and the exacerbation effect the COVID-19 pandemic had on these efforts. Culminating in September 2021 in the panel discussion at the General Assembly in New York. Much work in preparation needs to be done by the OHCHR, states and civil society before these two events, as it is important that the DDPA is celebrated as the major instrument it is for combating racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. South Africa is aware that the draft conclusion and recommendations of the 17th session of the IGWG on the effective implementation of the DDPA will only be officially adopted at HRC 46. However, that draft document that is available on the webpage of the working group contains a lot of valuable recommendations on how to increase regional and international engagements and actions, including actions to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the adoption of the DDPA. With your indulgence, Mr. Chair, our delegation would like to briefly highlight a few of these recommendations that should, in fact, be acted on as soon as possible. I quote, the international community, including states, international and regional organizations, in particular relevant UN programs, funds, specializing agencies, and other bodies, international financial and development institutions, and other international mechanisms within the area of competence should give high priority to programs and projects specifically tailored for combating racism and racial discrimination, taking fully into account the Durban Declaration and Program of Actions and International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination, and should inter alia, A, assist states in full and effective implementation of their commitments under the DDPA, taking into account the disproportionate impact the COVID-19 pandemic on individuals and groups facing racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. B, take measures to raise awareness about the DDPA programs, including through awareness-raising campaigns, and organizing and supporting the activities, and continue to disseminate widely the DDPA as well, and also to create awareness about the International Convention about the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Needless to say, they have to fully include individuals and groups facing racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia and related to in their efforts to achieve the 2030 agenda. Mr. Chair, without taking too much time, there are a number of other requests which we will make available in our written statement. But I believe that for the working group and the people who are dealing with these issues and developing programs for the 20th anniversary, to look at that document and read some of these recommendations where we can start already to prepare. Because if we wait until March next year, we would have lost a lot of opportunities. In conclusion, it is only fitting that the working group of experts assist in the celebrations of the 20th anniversary in 2020 and help to ensure, and this is very important, that it is universally inclusive, as inclusive as possible, to ensure that the necessary political will be enhanced for all states to more actively engage to ensure that the DDPA is fully implemented. This last part is very important because the DDPA is much wider than just the narrow focus of other instruments. And we need to get the message out to the states that have to implement this. If we talk to ourselves on those days of those anniversaries, we will not get the message to where it needs to be going. Thank you, Mr. Chair.